Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big radio broadcast lined up for you today. Wide open phones, all the important news covered here on air. The great grab bag of your calls. People taking us in different directions, bringing up important issues, topics, and stories. It is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of November, 2008. We have 4 hours laying out before us. We have a writer joining us coming up in the next hour who's done a report on Homeland Security turning the nation's, now a vassal state of global corporate crime syndicate, the nation's spy satellites inward on the American people and tying the local police into them. So the full story on that coming up in the next hour. She'll be on with us about 20 minutes. We have some other guests we're lining up as well today. In other news, we mentioned it yesterday, but I want to get into more detail today on this. $2 trillion of the bailout, that was the Bloomberg headline, is secret. The private Federal Reserve and the quasi-governmental treasury, it's now quasi-governmental because it's being given separate governmental powers, kind of outside of the government, to merge with the private Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is eating the government is basically what's happening right now. They just calmly announce, hey, $2 trillion, we're not going to tell you who we gave it to. And you're never going to be told, so sit down and shut up. That's exactly what Rumsfeld and General Myers testifying, 3 years ago now, before the House Banking Committee. They just said, we're not going to tell you where it went. We're not going to discuss where it went. And the congressmen and women were saying, but we keep asking you every year where all these trillions have gone. It was $2 trillion in 2001. When the Associated Press reported on it, it was well over $4 trillion 3 years ago, the last hearing I saw on it. I don't know what it is now. Just total lawlessness. And what are they going to do next? I mean, just stealing everything and saying, we won't even tell you where it went. And if Congress complains, they threaten martial law on them. This is the real issue. So we'll go over this report from Paul Watson up on prisonplanet.com. Fed hides destination of $2 trillion in bailout money, fails to comply with congressional demands for transparency, underscoring age-old problem of top-down socialism and letting the fox guard the henhouse. Another report here. This is out of the Associated Press today. Georgia congressman warns of Obama dictatorship. That's right. A Republican congressman from Georgia said Monday he fears the president-elect Obama will establish a Gestapo-like security force to impose a Marxist or fascist dictatorship. We're working on getting him on today. We'll read you his quotes when we get back from break. I sound a bit different. Again, I've got a chest cold, but news is too important to lay around in bed, so I am here live today. You will hear me pausing from time to time, though. On other economic news, American Express to become bank holding company. So we'll be going over that area of the economy. Worries about housing consumers send stocks lower today. Lower big time. Also, snow arrives early in Utah, Colorado, and any other states. And they're having record cold temperatures on a planetary scale right now. That's why they bait and switched you. It's no longer global warming. It's now climate change. And Obama swears with executive order to start the carbon taxing and to list what you exhale as toxic waste. That way we're all climate criminals. But our children, don't worry, are climate cops and will stop us.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're covering the fact that local police are being federalized and being given the live tracking systems to dial into your cell phone, to listen to you without warrants, not even when you're using the phone to talk on it, but to dial in and use it as a microphone, to use the spy satellites that are supposedly to fight the Ruskies and the Iranians against the American people, and a lot more. That is coming up. I want to get into the subject of martial law and the denial of people out there. You know, instead of all the neocons and mainline liberals who heard myself and many others over the last decade plus warn them about the erosion of posse comitatus, the integration and militarization of police, merging them with the military, the move towards compulsory national service, all the urban warfare drills going on where the military is openly training with local police to confiscate our firearms door to door, instead of seeing all of that come true now, seeing all of that being openly announced. Oh, yeah, we've gotten rid of posse comitatus. Yeah, we're training to confiscate guns. Yeah, we may need to declare martial law. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act stating that the president's above all the governors and can use the military against the American people whenever he wants, and the high-powered microwave guns, on and on and on. You instead of people saying, wow, these guys were right. These guys were on to something. We better listen more carefully to them. Man, major newspapers are admitting the government's built all these FEMA camps for the American people. Instead, our detractors, and I watch them on the message boards and the emails I get, and I hear them on talk radio, and it's a discussion in newspapers, and they say, oh, where did the martial law go that Bush was going to declare for the election? Where is it, Alex? You said he was going to do it for the election and suspend things, and it didn't happen. Do you know what that's called? That's called a straw man. A straw man. They make up something that you didn't say and then attribute it to you and then claim that you're wrong. That'd be like saying Alex Jones said Planet X was going to smash into the Earth in 2002 and kill everybody. No, I went on air and said that was a hoax and that it was baloney and that it wasn't real. Doesn't matter, their websites and news articles lying, saying I did say that. And what did I say 2, 3, 4 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago? I said they have set up the apparatus, the systems of martial law and federalization, and in slow motion they're already, without a shot being fired, federalizing the counties, the cities, the states, the regions, the nation. And then that goes under international control through treaty. The banking system now going under martial law of the international elite, where the smaller banks and insurance companies and financial institutions have a private group of banks above them that have governmental power through the nations they control, through the debts and through their think tanks and roundtable groups, and they order them, they instruct them to carry out their policies. And now all of that is being announced exactly like we said it would. And so we have people living in denial about it. You see, martial law is the Congress being threatened with martial law if they don't follow their orders. Martial law is when the federal government is completely run by a small inner group through the executive that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants, and says that it's above the law, which we have. It's martial law when the police are paramilitary. It's martial law when you have a giant portion of your population in prison. It's martial law when you see due process being thrown out the window. And so we have this incremental buildup. Now, at any time, this month, 6 years from now, I don't know, at any time, they can stage more terror attacks or provocateur terror attacks or release a biological weapon and blame it on foreign imaginary terrorists or claim that it was just naturally occurring and use that as a way to accelerate the consolidation over society. And they have set it up that way so they can pose as the saviors time and time again. So that is the bottom line here. So we have a congressman come out in the Associated Press and say this. Georgia congressman warns of Obama dictatorship. A Republican congressman from Georgia said Monday he fears that President-elect Obama will establish a Gestapo-like security force to impose a Marxist or fascist dictatorship. Well, that's coming a long way that this guy's getting, that it can be communist or fascist. The bankers like both. Anything centralized. It may sound a bit crazy and off base, but the thing is, he's the one who proposed this national security force. Representative Paul Brown said of Obama in an interview Monday with the Associated Press, I'm just trying to bring attention to the fact that we may, or may not, I hope not, but that we may have a problem with the type of philosophy or radical socialism or Marxism. Brown cited a July speech by Obama that was circulated on the Internet in which the then-Democratic presidential candidate called for a national force to take some of the national security burden off the military. That's exactly what Hitler did in Nazi Germany, and that's exactly what the Soviet Union did, Brown said. When he's proposing to have a national security force that's answering to him, this is a strong, that is as strong as the U.S. military, he's showing me signs of being Marxist. Obama's comments about a national security force came during a speech in Colorado about building a new civilian service corps. Among other things, he called for expanding the nation's force, foreign service, and doubling the size of the Peace Corps to renew our diplomacy. That's not what he was doing. He proposed a domestic intelligence force of 1 million-plus people, and he proposed compulsory national service for basically all ages. And that's all in his chief of staff's book, Rahm Emanuel. That was all on change.gov until 2 days ago when they jerked it down. And that's made national news that they did pull it. So don't try to spin it, AP. This is what Obama said. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we set out, Obama said in July. Continuing the quote, we've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded. Brown, who said he also believes Obama will move to ban gun ownership if he does build a national police force. Obama has said he respects the Second Amendment right to bear arms and favors common sense gun laws. Gun rights advocates interpret that as meaning he'll at least enact curbs on the ownership of assault weapons and concealed weapons. Well, yeah, he wanted to ban all those. He said no concealed carry, no assault weapons, which is basically any semi-automatic rifle. As an Illinois state lawmaker, Obama supported a ban on semi-automatic weapons. Banning them, period, folks. This is AP admitting that. And tighter restrictions on firearms generally. He also wants to ban gun shows. He wants to ban all .223 and .308 calibers, 50 cal. He wants you to have to physically register them all. It's basically Chicago 98% gun ban. We can't be lulled into complacency, Brown said. You have to remember that Adolf Hitler was elected in a democratic Germany. I'm not comparing him to Adolf Hitler. What I'm saying is there is that potential. Obama's transition office did not respond immediately to Brown's remarks. So this is really good news because it shows that people are really putting heat on Obama and really seeing how dangerous the people that control him are. The point is, we're hearing in the media, he's going to keep the troops in Iraq for 18 months before looking at it again. Well, Bush has done that for almost 6 years. By the time Obama gets in, it will be basically 6 years, 6 years in March. So about a month, 2 months short of 6 years. And he's saying, well, it'll be 7.5 years. At 7.5 years out, then we'll look. Another year and a half on that 6 years, and then I'll look at it. And he can do what Bush did. Remember when Bush 2 years ago pulled out 30,000 and then sent 60,000 back? It'll be hailed. Oh, look, parades of troops returning. Kind of like mission accomplished on the aircraft carrier. You watch. Obama, within 3 or 4 months of being in office, will go to a parade. It'll be all over TV. There'll be 4,000 or 5,000 troops, and they'll say, the troops are returning. And the public will say, well, he kept his promise. 4 over reality. Packaging over substance. And there's all these news articles about hundreds of things to be reversed by Barack Obama. Hundreds and hundreds of executive orders and signing statements to be reversed. And then you read what he's saying he'll reverse. Bush kind of milquetoast blocked global warming taxes, but then in the last year, no, that's since Istanbul, year and a half, he's totally capitulated and said, yeah, we'll have the global tax. So Obama's saying, I'm going to reverse Bush. I'll bring you a tax on all human respiration, a tax to breathe. That's what it is. New York Times called it that. And he'll change the language a little bit on torture. And that's basically going to be it. All right, I want to finish up with martial law. And then I want to get into the $2 trillion. Federal Reserve says, look, we've taken $2 trillion of your tax money. And we're not going to tell you where jack squat of it is. Comprende?
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6".
All right, finishing up with the whole martial law discussion, you're welcome to call in about it at 1-800-259-9231. We have been incrementally acclimated, just like you domesticate wild animals, slowly to accept police and paramilitary dress, surveillance, lockdown of major parts of cities for trivial issues, being questioned, being told we can't demonstrate, having police dress up like protesters to riot so they can set the precedent to ban demonstrating without permits, which they then don't issue, on and on and on. And these are the basic staples of a third world country. Now, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that Barack Obama isn't talking about repealing clearly states that the president is a dictator. Presidential Decision Directive 51 states that the continuity of government is run by the executive, and the House and the Senate has no purview and is not involved. Despite the fact that they are co-equal with the executive, they pass the laws, and then he executes. And then if he gets out of line, they can call him before Congress. If you really read what the founders said, it was not a co-equal government of the legislative, executive, and judicial. The judicial is dominant at the federal and state level because it has the most members. And you don't want the state to be able to do things quickly or be able to unify quickly. You want to give people time to wake up to dictators or corrupt combinations of people working together. That's why the legislators would appoint the senators federally. People say, well, why would you want that? You know, they're not elected. Don't you want to elect them? You do elect your legislators, and then they appoint the senator. The senator is a creature of the state. So, again, another example of the legislative system, the legislative branch being above, though only slightly, the executive and the judicial. It is the legislative that can drag in Supreme Court justices and impeach them. It is the legislative that can drag in presidents and impeach them. It is the state legislatures that can drag in a federal senator and impeach them, or drag in a governor and impeach them. You understand? But now it is, as they say, butt backwards, to make it family friendly, where the executive tells the Congress and the Homeland Security Committee, you don't even get to see PDD 51, but here's the cover sheet. It says you don't run anything. And now we have all these members of Congress. There's Brad Sherman, just 5 weeks ago, 4.5 weeks ago, saying we've been threatened with martial law if we don't pass this banker takeover bill. And here we are, 4.5 weeks later. And they now admit $2 trillion, we've now got the number, Bloomberg and AP, $2 trillion, and they won't say who they gave it to. Go ahead and play the clip.
City from Ohio, the only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
All right. Now, in the final bill, it said that no one can investigate the Treasury Secretary, no one, no government, no body, no court, no law enforcement agency, no one can, should I pull it up and read it to you again, can investigate them. But it added some flowery language for the public that said, if the Treasury Secretary and if the Fed Chairman want to create an advisory board that will report back to them or recommend what they should do in the future, so then they have their appointed body say, we say give you all the power, kind of like the 9/11 Commission. Surveil everyone, turn America into a complete police state, and turn everything over to global private banks. Make them thumb scan to buy and sell. Give them national ID cards. Well, that had already all been set up, basically. They said, see, the independent commission appointed by us, appointed by the executive that carried out the attacks, says we need all this. I mean, did you go read the bill? I did. I had experts on about it as well. It didn't take an expert to read it and know what it said, but the experts concurred. So now when we get back, we're under martial law. It's a martial law under the executive and the private corporate roundtable groups that control it. All right, and like I said a year ago, 2 years ago, nothing to do with Bush.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Your own personal Jesus.
Look, the same thing has happened thousands of times in history.
Prayers, someone who cares.
You'll have a thriving country, a nation state, an empire when you don't have corruption in the system. But throughout time, you always get decadent elites that want even more power and control. They will rob, cheat, and steal. They will declare emergencies. They will start wars to get political support. They will bring in the federal police, the federal military, into Rome, into Washington, into London, into Paris, into Cairo, into Israel. And it's the same thing. They just have a slick national security state here in the United States. And they went in and threatened Congress to sign over unlimited power or martial law would be declared. And they pointed out to them that under PDD 51, that the executive had the power to do that. Now, if that isn't being Buffalo, that'd be like if I showed up at your door and said, I just have this contract I just wrote up, and I'm just claiming that you have to give me your house, but maybe I was wearing a fancy uniform. That's what uniforms going back thousands of years ago were about. They'd be bold, bright colors, lots of little jewels or rubies or signets, logos of power. You know, the king would wear a crown with a god on it. He'd say, look, this is the symbol that I speak for the god, or I am a god. And they'd say, okay. And that's really what tyranny is. But they did it all, though, not to rob the treasury, not to transfer trillions to the private banks, not to implode the economy so they could consolidate it, not because government or elites wanted power, not because they wanted a new world order. No, elites have never wanted power to rule. There's never been empires. There's never been subterfuge. They did it because they wanted to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. And that's why they're federalizing local police. And that's why they're taking our liberties and freedoms. And that's why they do urban warfare drills. I've been talking about this off and on the last few weeks. People keep emailing me saying, Alex, why aren't you covering this? You're not tuning in when we do cover it. I covered it some yesterday again. There is a big NORTHCOM yearly drill. They did even before NORTHCOM was set up, where the shadow government in Denver and Colorado Springs practices taking over the United States under nuclear, chemical, and biological attack. They're simulating three nukes going off. There'll be lots of federalization of local police drills, lots of handing over power from the governors to the feds drills. That's all this is going through drinking the Kool-Aid, like Jim Jones had them do drills four or five times a day about when they say so, drink the Kool-Aid. And if people resist, inject them with the Kool-Aid. And it is the same story here. And you can go to the urban warfare drills, and for the media, they'll have a decontamination truck spraying some firemen off, and they'll say, see, keep you safe. But behind the scenes, there's U.S. Army officers in the police department training them for gun confiscation, and you can go out and find those urban drills and get them on video, and we have, and it's in my Police State films, the three films, the trilogy. But no one can deny that we are living in the middle of a rogue criminal government. No one who is being honest with themselves can deny that that is exactly what's happening right now. This story is up on prisonplanet.com. Everyone needs to read it. Bloomberg and AP and others reported the same thing, but this adds more of the history so people get a fuller view on what's happening. It's not even editorializing to point out that this is a heist, a robbery, totally criminal. Bloomberg and AP will not say that. We will. They just calmly report that this is happening. Fed hides destination of $2 trillion in bailout money. Fails to comply with congressional demands for transparency, underscores age-old problem of top-down socialism and letting the fox guard the henhouse. The Federal Reserve is facing a lawsuit after it failed to comply with congressional demands for transparency and disclosed the destination of at least $2 trillion in bailout funds. Keep telling you it wasn't $850 billion, folks. Ron Paul's analyzed it. Others have analyzed it. They say it's at least $5 trillion, probably more like $10. Could be as high as $25. But in a month and a few days, it's $2 trillion. $2 trillion. Not one dime going to get the economy going. They're hoarding it all, buying up other banks, and shutting off the money supply. They do that so they can buy stuff up cheaper. Underscoring once again the failure of top-down socialism and the folly of trusting the foxes to guard the henhouse. The Federal Reserve is refusing to identify the recipients of almost $2 trillion of emergency loans from American taxpayers or the troubled assets the central bank is accepting as collateral, reports Bloomberg. Remember, that they even admitted in mainstream news, well, we didn't want to give people a number that was too big to scare them, but we wanted to give them a number that was big enough so they can get an idea. So we just chose $700 billion. That's right. The legislation just says we make the Treasury king, we make the private banks king, the private banks can merge with the government, not the government take over the banks. See, they get governmental power and governmental regulators to go take over their competition, but then it's non-voting shares the government holds with them. So it's like an interbreeding. They're breeding the government with the New World Order. Oh, what a monster. What an ogre-like troll they've created. The Federal Reserve is refusing to identify the recipients of $2 trillion of emergency loans from American taxpayers or the troubled assets the central bank is accepting as collateral. Fed Chairman Ben S. Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said in September they would comply with congressional demands for transparency and a $700 billion bailout of the banking system. 2 months later, as the Fed lends far more than a separate rescue program that didn't require approval from Congress. Again, 2 months later, this is separate from the $2 trillion, as the Fed lends far more than in separate rescue programs that didn't require approval from Congress. Americans have no idea where their money is going or what securities the banks are peddling and pledging in return. Bloomberg has requested details of the Fed lending under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act, filed a separate lawsuit in an effort to find out where the money has gone. President-elect Barack Obama, who in September 22nd campaign speech promised to make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure our business is the people's business, refused to comment on the story when contacted by Bloomberg, which is no surprise, considering the fact that this is the man who guaranteed change, has indicated he will not only follow the Bush administration policy of a socialized financial system. I disagree that it's socialized. This is just a heist. But, and I'm not even for socialism, it's just, that's not what it is. The policy of socialized financial system, but radically expanded it. See, it'd be socialized if we got the money. It would devalue the currency, corrupt government groups would grow up around the money, you know, the favors for who was given the money. That would be bad enough. This is just, it all goes offshore, we get nothing, except paying for it in tax money. The Fed's secrecy on the issue of where the bailout money is going underscores the age-old problem with the top-down socialism as a tool of reshaping the economic landscape. The promise to fairly redistribute the wealth will, with full accountability to achieve a solution that will ultimately benefit everyone, is trumped by the cold reality of the fact that corrupt elites, once the taxpayers, have been suckered into believing the lie, merely hoard all the money for themselves and don't redistribute it to anyone apart from their own inner circle of cronies. Absolutely. Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, it's just always the same. Indeed, the banks have admitted that they are hoarding the cash. There's hyperlinks to all these claims we're making. Indeed, the banks have admitted, jokingly, it's very funny to them, and it is kind of funny. I mean, imagine if you're them and evil. It's real funny. I mean, to be raping people like this has never been done. Nothing on this scale. I mean, just gobbling trillions up in front of everyone and laughing about it. Indeed, the banks have admitted that they are hoarding the cash and will keep on doing so while bigwigs reward themselves with fat bonuses as the real economy sinks deeper into the toilet. By design, I would add. But what else could we expect upon hearing that ex-Goldman Sachs executive Neil Kashkari was appointed by Paulson to dole out the ill-gotten gains of the bailout to the rest of the corporate crooks? And that's why they're so confident, because that's what the national security state was set up for. When they set up national security states in Guatemala or Brazil or Argentina or Germany or Japan, they bankrupt the government, then reorganize it with the private banks own everything. This is how they take over third world countries and first world nations. It's happening here now. In fact, the sucking the money out of us, they don't even particularly need that money, because they've got fractional reserve banking and could still continue to do it. It's about bankrupting us. They're going to see, we're going to owe all this. They don't just steal the money, folks. You've got to pay for it to the tax man and in inflation. If you let the fox guard the hen house, then he's going to eat the chickens. In this case, the Fed and the gaggle of bastard banker children sucking on its teat gobbled up $5 trillion plus in taxpayers' money and then figuratively stuck the middle finger up when questions were asked about where the money was going. And see, that's the boldness of these criminals. They just do it with such flair, such openness, such, I mean, they go on TV and just laugh at us. The head of Goldman Sachs was interviewed by the New York Times and just laughed and said, we're keeping it all and we're buying up good banks. We're buying up banks that aren't in trouble, and started laughing at them. It's funny. Like Karl Rove said, we control reality, and then we'll change that reality again, and then you'll go along with that. And what do you think they're doing with Barack Obama? They totally control him. And they're laughing. They go, we'll change reality again, and then you'll report on that reality. In this case, the Fed and the gaggle of bastard banker children eating at the trough gobbled up the $5 trillion plus in taxpayer money and then figuratively stuck their middle finger up when questions were asked about where the money was going. Meanwhile, the bailout has had no effect whatsoever, increasing the severity of the financial downturn and allowing the same elite to exploit the crisis as a pretext for centralizing control of the world economic system and creating a new world order and a single global currency. Everything they've announced, everything we have said they would do, they're now doing. Open discussion of martial law. Open army brigades on the streets of America. Open federal random checkpoints. Open FEMA camps being built. World banks openly about to set up a world tax with Barack Obama leading it worldwide to regulate and tax plastic bags, light bulbs, fuel, natural gas, oil, all its derivatives, all of its, all the things that come out of it, every type of factory, every type of industry. But only in the target nations that are targeted to be brought down financially. Only in Germany, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, England, Ireland. Only in the first world nations. Only in Japan. Not in China. Not in India. Not in Mexico. Not in Brazil. Not in Paraguay. Not in the Caribbean. Not in Asia. Not in South Korea. Which is first world. More advanced than we are in a lot of respects. They are racing to take everything over. Everything. And so all the remaining industry will flee the United States under the carbon taxes. You thought you didn't have a job, and all these blue-collar people who were so simply fooled, and all these white-collar yuppies who were so easily fooled, they hate George Bush, they feel trendy, they're against torture, they're against phony wars, they're against executive hubris. And so, because George Bush on the surface, he signed back on to UNESCO 4 years ago, because George Bush on the surface said he was against the global carbon tax, the whole world and the middle classes of the world piled on and said, well, if that idiot is against it, it must be real, and I'm going to rebel against George Bush. I'm going to show him. I'm going to get him. And you're going to really get him by paying your tax into the county and the city that will collect it. And about 10%, they're arguing about the models, will be shared locally. Then the 90% will be sent on to the state. They'll keep another 10%. Then it'll be sent on to the feds. They'll keep 30, 40%. And then about half of it will be given to the private central bankers who you will buy the carbon credits and cap and trade credits from. Now, we told you what their plan was, what they said they do. The IMF, the World Bank, the Club of Rome, the CFR admit it's all fake. They laugh at you in public publications. Open. We post them, we write about them, we make films about it. Meanwhile, they are butchering the real environment, just doing things that are probably irrevocable. Just God help us with the genetic engineering and the rest of it, and the toxic waste and all of it. I mean, there's a lot of serious issues, and there is a lot of toxic waste associated with petrochemicals. Don't get me wrong. And they have suppressed real technologies. But see, they trick you. They say, oh, yeah, we're going to have new technologies. Oh, yeah, we're going to move forward. This is going to start a lot of new business and industry. Meanwhile, they're suppressing all of that. All they're going to do is slap a tax on everything, folks. Because to start these clean-burning industries, to start these less toxic industries, it will take carbon to get those going. And they have carbon involved. And then they can always set the tax on whatever they want on anything that has carbon in it, including what you exhale and what you eat and everything. And they're talking about taxes on all meat, already starting in England. They're already telling restaurants, hey, you have to serve what we say on your menus. They're already CPSing the fat children. They don't care about your health. They know Americans are basically eating the same amount of food we ate 30, 40 years ago. In fact, a lot of it was more unhealthy then. They know full well the sodium fluoride lowers your thyroid output. They know full well that high levels of estrogen mimicking chemicals cause people to be obese and get diabetes. They know all that. They're not stupid. That's why they had hundreds of different types of plastics, and they made sure the only one that got approved was the type that let off this deadly estrogen-mimicking chemical. They're cold-blooded, ladies and gentlemen, and the sooner you come to grips that we have a scientific dictatorship. I mean, they got their stuff together. They designed the microchips. They designed the networks. They decide what color the road signs are. They engineer the society. And just because you're not on the ball or you're not focused or you're not informed doesn't mean there aren't people who aren't. They are. They run the world. And until we can recognize they run the world and they're taking us in a bad direction, it's only going to get worse. So I want to say it again. We're going to come back and take calls. We have a global elite that has set up police state systems so that their corporate governments can turn our original governments, the people's governments, into ceremonial institutions. They are setting up carbon taxes to feudalize the middle class and bring us to our knees like other third world slaves. And they are stealing our entire future birthright and putting us into debt by design in the name of saving us while publicly laughing.
I'm so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD.
And all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
All right, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. I got a ton of other news. We're going to go through what Obama is saying he's going to do, and it is bad. Chloe in Wisconsin, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
This is my first time calling. I couldn't get through yesterday, and I'm really glad to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a while. I have a close friend that was part of the MK Ultra program in the U.S. government, and I'm very aware of what the government can do to its people. So my heart is pretty full of that. But I'm calling regarding yesterday you were talking about ISP providers, Time Warner included, and I'm actually on a disability income myself, and this month I'm at the end of my contract and trying to decide what to go to. I kind of need high speed for web streaming because I'm so homebound. I like to get the web streaming in.
Oh, I understand. Who doesn't?
Would you suggest going to trying to find a mom and pop company as opposed to one of the larger companies?
Well, the problem is to get high speed, even if it's a reseller, it's generally still going through that company's grid, that company's filter. Sometimes, I mean, I have to be there, have IT people look at it. I mean, there's a lot of research that goes into this. The bigger issue is you just read the contract very closely and make sure that particular Time Warner cable system isn't censoring. They're testing it in Canada. They're testing it in parts of the U.S. like Texas and New York and California that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And that's just one facet of the censorship. Mm-hmm. But it's not a good sign if you're surfing and you go to the wrong website, you put the address in wrong, and you're suddenly on Time Warner's error page. That means mm-hmm. you're going through their grid. They're recording everything you're doing.
Well, that hasn't happened yet, and you were talking yesterday about them putting on a cap on Internet. If that happens, won't that happen for all of the Internet companies?
No, they're testing it out. They're creeping up with it.
Yeah.
It's like they're doing with martial law or any issue. Now martial law is openly being announced, and people are saying it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because there aren't paratroopers coming down in their backyard. I mean, martial law is when private banks have hijacked you. They've had the military threaten to take over Congress if they stand in the way, and the private banks are hijacking trillions of dollars a month publicly of taxpayer money and looting all the government pension funds. And by the way, they've now openly announced in the last week they are going to come after the pension funds, the IRAs. The government is going to grab those just like Argentina. And, yes, it's to protect them. I mean, of course they're not going to say, ha, 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 we're stealing it. No, it's, oh, we're protecting it. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. So there's just so much happening.
So practically speaking, though, what would you think about as far as, I mean, most of these companies, they want you to get in on a year or two-year contract to set your money, your monthly.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You have to read the contract. You have to cross out lines of it and say that if you cut back on my service, then you can threaten them and get out of the contract.
Okay.
I mean, here's the deal. Any talk show host that will just give you advice, not knowing all your particulars, is just acting like they know what they're talking about.
No,
I don't know the companies. I don't know who you've basically got. I don't know any of that. And so I can't really give you advice. The problem is high speed internet at one point or another goes over these big telecoms, and they're saying they're going to incrementally restrict them. But that's only one facet of it. So it's going to be a process. What you should do is call your state legislators, call the cable company, call the ISP, tell them don't restrict my content or I will cancel you. Political pressure is what's needed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.